This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark.
Yeah!
Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hockey talk theme. Sean Gentile from The Athletic. There he is joining us right now. No Malzi, which is always a good thing. Penguins trade for Matt Dumba. Sean, by the way, Sean Gentile, Pittsburgh's NHL national insider with The Athletic. They trade for Dumba. This would have been great 8 years ago. We have a Stars expert at the station who actually does a Stars podcast who said the Stars were hurt on the blue line in the playoffs and they still made Dumba a healthy scratch.
He hurt his shoulder when he was playing for Minnesota. I think it was during the COVID bubble, maybe.
Yeah.
And he was just never the same. Like, the physicality left, some of the shutdown ability left. And yeah, he's... You can see why Dallas got him, because you thought maybe he could help out on a second power play unit. There was some, they thought there might have been a little bit of meat left on the bone, but they found out the hard way, just like Tampa Bay found out, you know, found out something similar right before that. Yeah, he's pretty cooked, man.
It's, so why is he here?
You know why he's here. We talked about it so many times over the last like six months.
The SS tank?
Tanking, bro.
Yeah.
Matt Dumba is the definition of a player you roll out there if you're not particularly interested in winning games in 2025. Again, like, he was a really good player for a long time with Minnesota, but the past two teams he's been on, Dallas and, like I said, Tampa before that, they added on, they're contenders. They're legit contenders, and they added him because they thought he would bring something, and they found out the hard way that, you know, he didn't. Like, he's a minute muncher, I think, on the right side, which brings up another really interesting question as far as Erik Karlsson's concerned, but just of his own volition and based on his own merit, he's not a guy you throw out there if you're actually all that interested.
Do you put two and two together, and does it make you think that Karlsson is more likely to be traded now?
That was my first thought as soon as I heard that deal was going down, that, you know, I thought there was already a pretty good chance that Karlsson would be headed elsewhere at some point during the summer. And Dumba, you know, showing up again, he's capable of at least playing a lot, right? If you have a hole on the right side of your defense, you know, and you just want some dude who's capable of coming in and playing 20 minutes a night, like, he's your guy, right? And I think it does. Yeah, it definitely opens up that possibility. And I have no particularly insider knowledge on that, but, you know, it's not too hard to add two and two and get four on that one.
Sean, this is all in service of Gavin McKenna, who's now going to play at Penn State. How good is he?
It's like, I wish I knew more about prospects. Like, that's like the one thing that I just outsource and let the experts tell me. And thankfully at The Athletic, I work with two of the best. It's Corey Promin and Scott Wheeler. Both of them love him. Wheeler likes him a lot more. He looks at him as potentially, you know, with superstar potential is the term Wheeler used. Now, you know, is that his ceiling? Yeah, probably. And you can say that about a lot of number one picks. But clearly, man, you watch him play, the speeds are there, the hands are there, the playmaking's there, which is interesting because he played a lot on the wing. I mean, he's a super interesting player, right? Like, is he Macklin Celebrini level or Connor Bedard level? I think that's kind of the billion-dollar question at this point, and that's something we're going to get a front-row seat for, honestly, with in-state college. So it is pretty cool. We're going to learn more about him this year for sure, because we see more and more players of his ilk and more prospects like that leaving Canada to play in the NCAA now, because you know there's a lot of people will tell you that that's the best league that isn't the NHL at this point. So that's why it's happening. I think we're going to learn something more about him. But definitely, man, people who are in the know, you know, if not in the Bedard class, he's pretty close to it.
So our hardest of hardcore Penguins fans, Jeff in South Park, ranked the top 25 Penguins of the last 25 years for us yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And so he went Sid and Malkin 1-2, obviously. Here's where the list got sketchy, in my opinion. Marc-Andre Fleury 3, Mario Lemieux 4. Chris Letang 5.
Letang's 3.
I agree. Has to be. He's the best defenseman in team history. Mario played chunks of 5 seasons with the Penguins in the 2000s. And Fleury's, you know, probably the greatest goaltender in team history too, but he wasn't the last goalie on the ice in 2 of those 3 Stanley Cup wins.
When we're talking about lists like this, and it's going to sound like I'm slagging Marc-Andre Fleury, and I don't want to do that. I've made that mistake before. Like, this is not what my intention is.
Yep.
When you're making lists like this, and you're talking about top 3 of the last 25 years, you have to take in consideration the way he played in the playoffs from 2010 to 2013, let's say, 2014. That's when things really went sideways. That's when we saw, you know, Tomas Vokoun come in and steal his job for the playoffs. And I think that, you know, if you really look at his career in totality, I think that pushes him to at least 4 behind Letang. And then the interesting conversation is Lemieux versus Fleury, at least as far as Jeff's list is concerned.
All right, here's 6 through 10. Kunitz 6, Stahl 7, Gensel 8, Kessel 9, Gonchar 10.
I think Stahl's too high. And I don't want to, again, I love Jeff from South Park, legendary caller. I love listening to him talk to you guys. But Stahl is high. He wasn't here long enough.
I agree.
I think Gensel's
too low, man.
I agree with that, man. I agree. And I've always been not a Gensel apologist because he doesn't need anybody to make apologies for him. But I seeing how he's played in Tampa and Carolina after the deadline last year, couldn't be less surprised by that. He's fantastic. And I think there were always too many people that looked at him as a little bit of a Crosby creation. And I think what we've seen over the last year and a half is that that's not even close. That dude is just he's a great, great hockey player. And they're stuck on 2 cups without him at the absolute max. The second leg of the back-to-back against Nashville, it doesn't happen without him in the mix.
I'll give you a few more names where I throw out a name and just you blindly tell me where you think ballpark you would rank him in the top 25. Mm-hmm. Matt Murray.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
13.
Jeff had him 12. Yamir Yager.
Oh man.
He only got traded 2 years.
I think today's the anniversary of that trade. I saw Jesse Marshall post about that.
Yeah.
A dark day for me when I was 14 years old.
Where would you put 2 years of Yager?
They were so the playoff series against the Devils when he came out and won it on one leg. That was incredible, and that was 2000 or 99.
That was 99 because the Devils won the Cup in 2000.
Yarmy Yager is my favorite hockey player of all time. I'm coming at it from a point of bias, but I don't think you can have him in the top 20 because the last two seasons here, but before they shipped him off to Washington, were brutal.
Yes, they were. He was 16th on Jeff's list. I'll give you one more. Where would you put Alexei Kovalev?
Oh, I love Kovalev. I have a Kovalev at 11.
Jeff had him 21st.
Hater.
Criminally low. Hater. I agree. He put
anti-Russian bias from Jeff.
He put him one spot ahead of Mark Recchi, who played like 2 years here in the 2000s. One of them was like undermining Sid, and the other was a half a season before he got traded to Carolina and won a Stanley Cup there. Brutal job. Sorry, Jeff.
Listen, if we're talking about greatest Penguins soup to nuts, like if we're just going based on careers, you can.
Yeah,
make
we're
some
not,
kind
though.
Of
we're just doing
argument.
What
we're
they
not,
did here in the 2000s. Exactly. Yeah.
Also, Recchi wasn't here for that long in the early 90s either. So,
yeah, but that wouldn't have counted anyways. All right, Sean.
Exactly.
Good stuff. Hopefully,
thank you,
your
my friend.
Fireworks fun went better than Najee Harris's.
You want to know what I'm doing right now?
Buying more?
Correct. No, I'm installing a window AC unit, and I am miserable. I bought a new one. It was a bad idea. I almost missed Donnie's text because I was cursing my decision loudly and profanely in my living room. So.
I'm getting ready for a family reunion that I'm going to right after this. Do they do a Gentilly family reunion? You made a noise. I'm guessing they don't.
My dad was 1 of 7, so every birthday party is like a family reunion. We don't need to expand the scope anymore.
How about your mom's side, Donnie? We did Chedricks. How about your mom's side of the family, Mrs. Football? Do they get together for big shindigs?
Mother Football?
I guess those would be more common, but we didn't have like an actual family reunion anytime after, again, I was like a little kid. Because my Graham's side, my mom's side, her mom, like she had family in Massachusetts.
Whose side of the family is the old lady that used to drink like from the old jug of wine that you could get at the liquor store?
That was my Bubba. That was my dad's mom.
Yeah. She was a legend.
Is it Carlo Rossi or something with the loop?
The old man.
The loop handle? Oh, we love it. We love it.
I lived with her for a couple of summers in college after my parents moved, so it was like Happy Gilmore. She would just have like like little glasses of wine all over the house because she like forgot where the last one was.
And isn't she the lady that loved when the football got stuck in the ground in the Steelers-Dolphins game?
No, so that was my Graham on my mom's side.
Okay.
I remember where I was when that happened. I can visualize the apartment I was in when that went down.
Donnie's lost track because he's probably gone back and watched that game about five times. So he's been at five different points in his life when he's done that.
He's a sicko. I hear the Donnie football recalls of, you know, divisional games against
his girlfriend walked in on him watching 1996 Steelers Dolphins yesterday. And he said it would have been more embarrassing if she caught me watching porn.
100%. You slammed the laptop door shut. Like you were on a site that you really wouldn't want to be on.
And it was right as Tom Zach found Ernie Mills for the game winner.
Listen to him.
Yeah. The money shot. That's what we can call that.
Thank you, Sean. We'll talk again soon.
All right, boys.
Sean Gentilly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.